up,
yeah. Back, yeah. Boy, Chris and the A.M. Sports Blessed. Listen, in-house. It's been a while since I came like this.
Oh my God.
It's time I let it bang like this.
Oh my God.
I should never let it go so far, but I'm back up on my toes, bitches. Ring the alarm, this is a warning. Had to take a little time off the peak game. Nigga got a little sick off these weak lanes. They flow driving like a key in the third lane. But can't survive the way a Mack truck in this wheel, man. Got them swerving from bright lights and loud pipes. Got them nervous, they Mack curve and crash sights. Looking like garbage, you were swaying with trash. Last night, left the D's wondering, puzzle using their flashlights. So I just cruise whenever I'm in the booth. Known for spitting the truth, regulating the tool. Hear the rap, then I kick back after I let it ooze. I'm not one of you Kit Kats, easy to choose. Bless the problems, so please try to excuse me. Gut busting, lyrically tongue fucking your crew. I'm not one of you riff rap niggas. I'm making moves around attic that rap magic to close cash. It's been a while since I came like this.
Oh my God.
It's time I let it bang like this.
Oh my God.
I should never let it go so far, but I'm back up on my toes, bitches. Ring the alarm, this is a warning. It's been a while since I came like this.
Oh my God.
It's time I let it bang like this.
Oh my God.
I should never let it go so
far. Good afternoon, everybody. It is the Heaven Hollywood Digital Experience. Yes. Episode 2, Dose. Once again, welcome, everybody. Welcome. Everybody to the Heaven Hollywood Digital Experience here, sponsored by Dollhouse Radio, of course. Produced by the one and only Jimmy Ace, Jimmy Ace Productions. I'm gonna trademark that. I'm gonna trademark Jimmy Ace Productions before someone, you know, tries to capitalize on the things that I think about. Once again, welcome back to another Heaven Hollywood Digital Experience, dollhouseradio.com. Last week was our first show. We want to give a special shout-out and thanks to the crazy Cat Stacks who called up and got a lot of good feedback, you know, from that show. And this week, we're going to continue with the controversy and the things that, you know, only Heaven Hollywood can talk about. Because, you know, it's just the things that I like to do. A lot of times people get a little confused about the things that I'm talking about. They don't pretty much like it, but this is my show, and that's why we do it, because we can. This week, I'm going to have a couple of topics. My main topic is, and this is why I was tweeting out, because I was doing some research. Everyone knows that I am the general. I am the captain of the Britney Army. That's the Britney Spears. Beyonce has the Bayhive or the Beehive, whatever the hell they are. And Rihanna's got Rihanna Navy. And Miley has, what does Miley have? What's Miley's last name? What does Miley have? The something, Milers, the Smilers. The Smilers, and then, you know, Justin Bieber has the Beat, the Beliebers. Katy Perry has the Katy Cats. And Queen Britney has Britney Army. I happen to be, as Ralph Cramden used to say, the general. I'm the general of Britney Army. You have to come see me if you want to talk to anyone else in Britney Army. And me as the general of Britney Army, I have a big bone to pick with Sony RCA. Now, Sony, let's rewind back. If people can remember, this is the same record company who is now we found out responsible for hiring the doctor. I have to get my notes together. What is this idiot doctor's last name that killed Michael Jackson? That's right. The doctor who killed Michael Jackson. Sony hired this clown. Come to find out. Now, Sony is the music label behind RCA Records, which is the music label behind Britney Spears. As we all know, Britney recently has gone through some emotional and personal problems. She shaved her head at one point. Conrad Murray, thank you. That's a great producer. Conrad Murray. Sony hired him. We all know what happened after that. Britney Spears is under Sony. Like, probably every single person now is either under Sony or they're under, you know, Universal. It's only about two or three record labels left that are not under. Everyone is under either Sony, RCA, Universal. The first question you got to ask is, why is that? Well, the so-called powers that be now that run the entertainment industry and run music are now in control of everyone's situation. And if you sell a certain amount of records, you are now forced to answer to them. So every single artist out there who go double platinum, triple platinum, quadruple platinum, diamond, what have you, you're only doing that because you have a machine backing you. Well, if you noticed, Michael Jackson, prior to his death, came out and made a statement. And the statement was a very bold statement. He came out and told he was doing a seminar, he was there, and he came out and he said that Tommy Mottola was the devil. Now, if you're not familiar with Tommy Mottola, he used to be married to Mariah Carey. He allegedly forced Mariah Carey to marry him. He's the head of Sony Music and has been for a long time. Michael Jackson comes out, doesn't say anyone else, goes right to Tommy Mottola's the devil. Mariah Carey had called up Michael Jackson after being married to Tommy Mottola, during the marriage, called up Michael Jackson in tears. This is true stuff. Called up Michael Jackson and said, "Michael, get away from Tommy Mottola." That's his own wife. He's an evil man. Exact words, he's an evil man. Which leads me to explaining to people exactly what people say. Well, if you don't want to be involved with the Illuminati, why don't you just get out of it? It's not quite that simple. You see, you've built up a lifestyle now. You've built up fans. You've built up a reputation of being a big, big star. You have a certain lifestyle to keep up. Well, if you tell the Illuminati, listen, kick rocks, you know, quote unquote, if you tell them you no longer want to sell your soul to the devil, well, they make it very difficult because things that you have now seen being a part of them, you can now expose. I can't have that. So now everything that they've done to help build you up and make you this person, they are now going to take away from you. They're going to take away your producers, your marketing team, you know, everyone, that your promotional team, down to your wardrobe person, whatever it takes, your arrangers, whoever you've been working with, for years that they hired to bring you, make you hits, they are no longer going to provide for you. If you noticed a few years ago when Britney just out of the blue went crazy, that was the fighting with the Illuminati. That is when they had came to her and basically said, listen, all those big bucks you're making 70, 80, 90, $100 million a year? Well, we're coming to see you. It's time for us to get our cut. It's time for you now to live for us. Forget whatever belief you have. You want to live this lifestyle? You love this lovely lifestyle you're living? You can have this lifestyle now for the rest of your life. But all your beliefs are now in us. You're going to believe in materialistic things. You're going to believe in money. You're going to worship money. You're going to worship material. You're going to worship status. And we will never let you, you'll be a star for the rest of your life. No, you're not. God is not in front of us. You are God. We are God. You're Lord above yourself. Stop that God stuff. I know you don't believe it, but that's why they do it. It's hard to believe. Britney Spears is probably, if not the biggest, she has to be one of the five biggest artists ever. Females especially. She's got two diamond albums. I believe she was the biggest selling female artist of the decade. That includes Beyonce, that includes Rihanna, that includes Madonna, that includes Janet Jackson, whoever you want to throw out there. Britney Spears released an album last year, a very highly anticipated album. Before that album, she got booked in Vegas. She went to become a residency of Vegas because for the next, I believe it was a 2-year contract, she'd be doing shows in Vegas. Almost like on a nightly basis, 5-6 nights a week and play in Vegas. She got $30 million for that. She went on on one of those shows. I don't believe it was The View or wherever the hell she was at. What's those three shows that's almost alike? It's The View. It's what is it? Who Wants to Be a Super? What is that?
Women in the Sun Their Ass All Day.
what is those three shows? It was The View. Oh, then there was one that was, of course, the one that Simon created.
Oh,
the main, the real, what is it?
The daytime?
The real one. The one where people become a star with.
Oh, American Idol.
American Idol.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there was another one. Simon left American Idol and
went to X Factor.
X Factor.
Yeah, yeah.
Britney Spears went to X Factor. She got big money for that. She's planning her album, and everything is looking to be big, huge. But Britney has now decided, this is my last album on Sony. I'm going to go independent. You see, when you're independent, you no longer have to answer and live the way they want you to live. And when people want to say, well, Heaven, what are you talking about? I'm just going to be as blunt as possible. Devil worship. Because idol worship, it's devil worship. Demonic messages, they come to get influence people people are very influential. You have to be influential to, you know, get to people who they normally could not get to. John Todd, I'm going to try to find his clip on YouTube. John Todd once said, you can't cast a spell on a Christian, but you can get a Christian to cast a spell on himself. And how you do that is you grab them through music, through television, through the internet. That's the way. If they start believing in, hey, they follow Beyonce. Hey, they follow Jay-Z. Hey, they follow Lady Gaga, Rihanna, Kanye West, whoever else, been Elton John, whoever has been said or mentioned to be a part of that little circle. So Britney Spears decides that she's going to leave Sony and become independent, do her own thing. Remember, she went through those problems with the, she's drinking booze, she's making concoctions, she's shaving her head, she's going crazy. This is Britney Spears we're talking about. Why? Why would Britney Spears be going crazy? Why would Britney Spears be wanting to try and commit suicide? Why would Britney Spears shave her head? Why would she need a, and my producer can look this up because I always pronounce it wrong, a cavortship? What is it, the people that control your money?
The IRS? The U.S. government?
It's called a cavortship or a convertibleship, something like along those lines. And why would Britney Spears need that? Now they have people making her believe she's crazy. But that's what the Illuminati does. Dave Chappelle turned down $36 million. Anybody seen Dave Chappelle since? Where's Dave Chappelle's shows? The funniest man in America. White people love Dave Chappelle. The most watched show, I believe, comedy show in the history. Dave Chappelle said, I don't need it. I don't need this life. If this is what I have to do to get the $36 million, you know, keep the money. I'm not selling my soul. I'm not going to sell my soul for it. Have anyone seen Dave Chappelle on TV since? Well, he just thought that he just got unfunny all of a sudden. It is a cutthroat ship. See here. That's not it.
Oh, okay.
It's like, it's got a V in it. It's a cavortship, something like that. But it's someone who they give control of your money and assets over because you're incapable of making financial decisions. Britney Spears, there's nothing wrong with Britney Spears' mind. She's a young, smart. She's young. At this time, she's still in her 20s. They made her believe she's crazy. Because that's what they want to do. They want to control your mind. Britney is now threatened to leave Sony. That was her last album. I put my last album out. It's going to be big, blah, blah, blah. Well, lo and behold, after the big promotional in Las Vegas, after the big promotional on video and single, after going on Good Morning America and announcing her, I think that was one of the most watched Good Morning Americas of 2013. All right? We're looking for Britney Spears' album to do major numbers. Major numbers. we look up at our little healthy, our little saucy sound scan and Billboard. To this date now, we're past a year past Britney Spears' release. Britney Spears' album, we're closing on a year, has sold around 400,000 copies worldwide. Not just the U.S. 400,000 copies. Britney Spears? Britney Spears. 400,000 in the entire world? Britney Spears? Britney Spears would do 400,000 in 2 days. And you're talking digital. Now we're living in the digital world. She's got 20 million followers on Twitter. She's got 17 million Facebook followers. And even more than that, she's Britney Spears. 400,000 copies worldwide? And no more singles to be released from the album? Producers on the album that's had success with her later on, in, early in her life, are nowhere to be found in this album. They're sending these random-ass men into her life. These bums. She might as well date me. She's dating Britney Spears. I know Britney likes to give the normal guy a chance. The broke guy, I'd like to say. But let me tell you something, Britney. Kevin K-Fed should have ended all that. I would be trying to find the richest celebrity in the world from now on. K-Fed ruined everything. Should have ruined everything. Ruined everything for normal men. When he's got Britney Spears paying him child support. This bum is going to be rich for the rest of his life. K-Fed. And she got with some other bum after that. Some Larry something. And who are these guys? People who want, who this powers that be are sending, that's right, I'm saying it, sending into Britney's life. To take over courtship or whatever hell is pronounced. I'll learn how to pronounce it at some point. Of Britney's money. This album is a total flop. There's no other word for it. It's a total flop. And Sony did it because Britney was leaving that record company. The same way how when Michael Jackson decided he was leaving Sony, all of a sudden here comes little boys. Court cases out of nowhere. Here comes little boys stepping up saying Michael touched them after all these years. You never heard that doing Thriller and doing Bad and all those things when Michael was rocking with the Illuminati. Oh, no. He couldn't be touched. He was the most powerful man in the world. The most famous man in the world. But then Michael starts to come to his senses. He buys the Beatles catalog, which Sony owned. So Michael was going to gain about it. He was going to be worth about $1 billion or so, $2 billion leaving Sony. So and rightful speaking, he would own part of more than half of Sony. But then here comes the defamed stuff, the little boys. He's going broke. He's addicted to drugs. All these things start coming out. All these things start appearing. They're hiring doctors for him. They're shooting drugs in him without him requesting them. They're keeping him drugged up. He's losing weight. His body parts are starting to fall apart. This is the greatest entertainer of all time. And because he came out and said, Tommy Mottola is the devil. You see what happened to him. I believe Britney Spears, my friends, got some sort of warning. Because as of last week, total change of heart. Britney decided to re-up with Sony. After she was adamant about leaving. Adamant. She wants to re-up with Sony. Well, Sony probably said, look at your record sales. I always go on when I say numbers can be skewed. That's what I always say. Numbers can be skewed. And there is no way in hell. There is no way in hell that Britney Spears, with 20 million Twitter followers, with 30 million Facebook likes, with platinum albums, diamond albums, and this album was anticipated. She got millions and millions of fans all over the United States and all over the world. You're going to tell me that only 400,000 people bought Britney Spears' album? I find that a little hard to believe. What I do believe is that Sony has skewed Britney's numbers. They're making sure they get their money. But they're not going to let Britney Spears know exactly how much money she sold. And she is unable to look at these numbers and negotiate them. You know why? Because they got a cavortship or whatever taking control of everything that she does. And they have her believing that she is incapable of doing it. So if Britney's now looking at, I'm starting to flop, I only sold this amount, Sony's no longer giving me the Timberlands and the Pharrell Williams and all of these producers who made her hits over and over. If you notice, the producers like Pharrell Williams, Timberland, you notice they only work with certain people? They only work with you, but that's not how it used to be. Timberland used to produce everybody. Pharrell Williams used to produce everybody. If you notice now, very particular people. You can't go and get Timberland to produce a song for you if you're new. That's because they're only allowed. That's like a circle. You're only allowed to work with certain producers. You know, this big producer, Justin Timberlake, Timberland. You know, Pharrell can produce for Justin. Timberland can produce for Justin. These record companies, record labels, and this is a warning for everyone out there. I don't want to try to deter you from what you want to do. You want to do your music, you can do your music. But Tommy Mottola, I'm going to give you the names. These are the people who run music. Tommy Mottola. Clive Davis, Jimmy Iovine, Sylvia Rome. Those are the four main people of name. L.A. Reid. But they all come under the Clive Davis umbrella. You know, Tommy Mottola. You know, guys that are under him, you notice, Russell Simmons got out of the music business. You wonder why Russell Simmons would sell Def Jam, his biggest creation? Why would Russell Simmons sell Def Jam? It's worth more to holding on to it than he would when he's selling it. These record labels, I believe with all my might, if Britney did not re-up with Sony and she made a statement about Sony, I'm telling you right now, she'd be joining Michael Jackson and Whitney Houston, because we all know how that went down. Whitney Houston was under Clive Davis. She owed Clive Davis, according to Clive Davis, millions of dollars. Millions of dollars. How is a woman who had the biggest selling soundtrack in the history of music, who had the biggest selling, I Will Always Love You, and I know Dolly Parton got the publishing on that. How was Whitney Houston in debt to anyone? Clive Davis and all those clowns over there at Sony, the same people who partied over Whitney Houston's head as she lay dead in a hotel in the floor under them, continued with his party right over the head of a dead Whitney Houston. A person who worshiped Clive Davis. They have no heart for anyone. All they care about is money and making more money. And making more money. Their job is to promote homosexuality. If you notice, Clive Davis recently came out and said he was a homosexual. Jay-Z and Beyonce continually to promote homosexuality. They want to make it known. Lady Gaga fully promotes bisexuality, homosexuality. They all make sure you see them, just to throw little things to keep in your head, make sure you see them kissing women in certain pages or squeeze it. They make sure, if you ever notice, Rihanna and Gaga, and they always make sure that they let you see them kissing on a woman or hugging or showing a woman affection, or we're for marrying the same sex. They always want to make sure that you see them doing that. If I'm Britney Spears, Britney, you have enough fans. You have enough fans that you can independently sell your records and still make a living for the rest of your life. You may not be on the radio anymore. They may try to defame you, and then all of a sudden a sex tape or something will pop up. You know that's what's going to happen. I know they've threatened her with it already, because they make sure they have something on you. So then you just can't up and leave and say, screw them. They say, oh, no, 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 no. We're going to make sure we tell people about that orgy we got filmed secretly. So they're going to make sure they have that over your head. If Britney Spears, I fully believe that she did not want to re-up with Sony, RCA, but she took a look at her situation. And they're telling her, listen, you're getting older. You don't have the same fans you used to have. You don't have the same appeal you used to have. Your records never get played on the radio. Records aren't selling anymore. This younger generation, they look at you as old school. Even though Beyonce's older, but that's another story. I believe Britney was forced to, and I'm sure she has people in her ear, hired by Sony, telling her, you gotta take this deal with Sony. Look at what's happened to us. Us. Bunch of enablers and moochers. Off of Britney Spears' money. Now she's traveled all over the world since the age of 10 years old making. We need to re-up with Sony again. It's disgusting. Britney, you need to forget about everything that they're putting in your ear. These people do not love you. They don't care about you. They only care about the money you can make them. But without you, they can't make money off of you. I will go independent and rely on your fans. Look at all the artists that are doing that now. Maya doesn't have a record deal anymore because she refused to sell her soul. Lil Mo does not have a record deal anymore because she refused to sell her soul. It goes on and on of people who were selling music. Ashanti. People who were selling millions. What do you think? They woke up one day and can't sing no more? Do you people ever think? Or are you too busy thinking about, well, I guess Beyonce's just that much better than everybody else. Jay-Z's that much better than everybody else. You have people singing all their life. You think they just woke up out of the blue and all of a sudden couldn't sing anymore? Oh, you're not talented anymore. You think there's a reason why they just stopped selling records? Or you just, your head's too far up your ass to even think about it? Which one is it? You're that much on Beyonce's bra strap or Jay-Z. You know, everyone else that comes out that's Jay-Z's age, it's funny. Everyone else that comes out around Jay-Z's age, they say they're washed up, they're old. And Jay-Z's just as older than them. But when Jay-Z puts a record out, it's, oh, he just continues to reinvent himself. It's the same shit everyone else is doing. They have you. That's the problem. They now make you believe that Jay-Z is that much better than everyone else. That's why he's successful. Remember a record that Diddy put out with Mace? And he said in a line, 10 years from now, I'ma still be on top. It's been over 15. And Diddy, who haven't released a album in years, still is on the crust of becoming a billionaire. And I have not seen Diddy fall yet. Because he took that oath. They say, Jimmy Ace, in the Bible, they say, you know, if you live for God on earth, you will receive the land of milk and honey when you're dead. But this lifestyle is the reverse.
Mm-hmm.
We'll give you the land of milk and honey right now. But when it's time for you to go, the devil's coming to claim so.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But right now, you see that car? You see those Bentleys? You know, you want to be a millionaire for the rest of your life, for as long as you're on here? Who cares about when you're dead? Doesn't really exist anyway. And those people make those choices. And the people who are not on the radio, that choose to not be on the radio and choose to not get airplay and choose to not have a record deal and have to pretty much fund everything from them going out and making shows for themselves or selling their CD on iTunes or out of their car or Amazon, whatever they do. They have to be content with saying, all right, maybe I'm not a millionaire, but this is good enough for me. So, think about that. I believe that Britney Spears needs to, you know, go independent. Strictly independent. You have something to say?
Yes. I feel like I was in class for a second. I had to raise my hand and get your attention. I remember one time you tweeted out something. It was about KRS-One, where he basically, he was at some concert. I think it was here or somewhere. It might have been overseas. And he basically would put it on blast, basically what you're saying. Like, that's why, I mean, look at me. You think I, and also, so words he said, I mean, I'm paraphrasing, but he basically, you think I fell off? Right. No, they don't want me to be part of their clan.
Right.
You know? Well, you think also, because Chuck D follows me on Twitter. Well, you think Public Enemy always goes overseas to That's tour? Right. You mean to tell me they can't perform here in the States?
Exactly.
Why is that? Because they ain't not following.
Right. They're not following
what they want them to follow.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's when, like I said, when you make a certain amount of money, oh, you don't have to worry about seeing them. They'll come see you. You know, they'll come see you. Why do you think Mace left the music game? It's out of nowhere. Why do you think people, like I said, Dave Chappelle decided to say, yeah, that's all right, keep the $36 million. The funniest man in America, one of the most popular men in America. You ever think to ask yourself, why isn't Dave Chappelle on TV anymore? He came on the actor's studio and pretty much said the same thing. You know, what makes Martin Lawrence go crazy? Martin Lawrence is one of the strongest men I know. Why would he, out of the blue, just run down the highway screaming, they're trying to kill me?
Mm-hmm. Cat Williams, another.
Cat Williams.
You know.
Another one. Cat Williams came on one of his shows and basically said, I went to one of the Hollywood parties. You know, one of the, they try to let me in parties. Can't hear myself anymore. Basically one of the, they can't let me in parties. They were going to let me in. Now I can. And, he said, I couldn't believe there was like a homosexual room and people who you had no idea was homosexual was in the room having sex with each other. Next thing you know, Cat Williams is being portrayed as crazy. You see him in Target slapping people. He's getting into fights with the police. He's all of a sudden out of blue. And since then, Cat Williams has fell off.
And it's probably one of the reasons why Kevin Hart is the man, quote-unquote, now.
And Kevin Hart is in Dave Chappelle's spot.
Right now,
because Kevin Hart is a, what we call a GN, a good you-know-what, with the N-word. So he didn't turn that money down. They have to have someone to put in that spot. So if Dave Chappelle, who warned all black comedians, the moment you sell your soul, they put you in a dress. And if you think back to all of the big, huge black comedians, they've all had a role where they were in a dress at some point.
Even Richard Pryor.
Richard Pryor. Eddie Murphy.
Yep.
Martin Lawrence.
Yep.
Chris Rock.
Yeah.
The Wayans.
Even them.
And Dave Chappelle said he turned down a dress. I don't want to go in a dress, he said. I'm funny enough without the dress. you know, you have to think, you know, he's saying this for a reason. You think he didn't want $36 million? Who's going to turn down $36 million? He felt as though he wasn't right. And he'd pay for it later.
I remember with Richard Pryor, because I'm a big Richard Pryor fan. That's my dude. The reason why he accepted Superman 3, that role, and the reason why he did Pryor's Place, which was actually a kid show, believe it or not, on Channel 2, was because of the money. He needed the money because he used all his other money that he had stashed on drugs.
Yep.
So he basically sold out, and he admitted. Yeah, and that was one of the rare things in his life that he was actually ashamed of. He admits it in his book. If you ever read Pryor Convictions, which is a great...
I want to get that.
Oh, it's an awesome book. I really... out there, your listeners out there to really... I read that book, my God, like 96. Really? Like it came out in the late 90s. And it's a... How you call it? It's not a... an author didn't write it. He wrote it himself. Well, so what's that called? That's not. Is that autobiography? Is that that category? Or what's...
Well,
you know what I'm trying to say?
I would say he wrote it himself.
Yes, he wrote.
What is it, a biography?
Yeah, it's autobiography. Then. Right. Okay, so that's basically what it is. If I'm not mistaken, I'll look it up real quick. I can look it up. But it's a, and I don't read a lot of books, trust me. And that book is awesome. Very deep. You laugh, you cry, everything. So I really recommend that book. Pryor Convictions. So it's his last name, not Pryor, P-R-I-O-R. It's Pryor, P-R-I-O-R. Y-O-R, his last name, Convictions.
Definitely. I'm going to check that out.
Yes, it's a great book. You probably get a good deal on it now.
Wow.
I mean, no, you know what I'm saying.
Right. I'm going to definitely check that out. Listen, all the Britney Spears fans that always, you know, tweet at me and they say, hey, do you think that, listen, no, I don't want Britney to go back to Sony. I mean, it's her life. You know, and she's going to do whatever she feels is best for her and her boys. But me personally, I would rather Britney Spears never have another mainstream hit in life by her taking a stand the way Michael Jackson did. Now, Michael Jackson in turn told everyone that he believed he would. He told, and his sister came and admitted that. His sister LaToya, who of course we know we can't really believe what LaToya says, but there was no reason for her to have anything to gain by this. She said, my brother told me on several occasions he felt as though he was going to die. They were going to kill him. Because he was meant more to them dead than he was alive. And now that he died, look at everything that they sold everything for. You know, so that... Britney, they're going to try to kill you if you don't re-sign back. So I'm probably pretty sure that's why you did. It's the Heaven Hollywood Digital Experience, sponsored, of course, by Dollhouse Radio, live here from, I like to call it WCSB.
WCSB, yes, yes. It's the lunch hour. Now we'll be playing some music for your listening pleasure.
We're going to get into the other thing I wanted to go over is, and I see this a lot, I'm going to ask people out there, and they can tweet to me and what have you, would you marry a porn star? Now, there's a lot, let me tell you something. For as many celebrities and movie stars that are hired, people say J-Lo and let's say the five, Adam, and my pick, the five hottest women in the world that are famous. I'm not going to try to put them in order. But to me, as you all know, it's Kim Kardashian. She's in there. You can hate her. You can dislike her. Do whatever you want. But out of the top women on TV. Now, I'm not talking about models that you see passing by. You have no idea who they are. They don't count. Out of women that you know. Okay. Kim Kardashian is one of the five hottest women in the world right now, in my opinion. Who else you got? Let's say J-Lo. Let's say... Kim Kardashian. you know, let's say Beyonce, God forbid. Let's say Angelina Jolie, and let's say Megan Fox. I'm just taking anybody. There are porn stars that make them look like Whoopi Goldberg. I'm serious. There are porn stars that make those girls or those women look like Whoopi Goldberg. So my question to you is, if you're in love with the looks, if you're in love with, you know, the beauty, the body, I mean, the most thing you think about is having sex with them. Well, you don't even have to fantasize about the porn star. You're looking right at her to have sex. You know how she is in bed. You're looking at her. You ever wonder, oh, man, I wonder how Beyonce's in bed. Well, you don't have to worry about that with, you know, Bethany Benz. You're looking at her. How many of those women that I named are better than Bethany Benz? None? I don't have to think very long. Probably none. There are some porn stars that are absolutely amazing. Misty Stone. I mean, these chicks are beautiful bodies, amazing, and they're having sex on camera. Lots of times. So that's my question. Would you marry one? Would you marry a porn? I might as well start. No better place to start than here.
Of course. Got you.
Would you marry a porn star?
Hot-blooded male right here. Yes. Believe it or not. Yes. That all depends. If she's still in the game, that'd be hard for me. Unless I know, like, I'm just messing with her. Mm-hmm. But you're saying, like, marry? You say marrying a porn star?
Let's say.
I want to make sure the question is.
You have to. That is your girl.
Because
to me, it really doesn't make a difference. Whether if that's your girl and you're loyal to her and she's loyal to you, the marriage is just a piece of paper, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
So.
She's your girl, period.
The only thing that, if anything, you would probably gain from marrying her, because now whatever fortune she's making, true, you get a piece of it.
True.
Or at least get to be a part of it.
Yeah, if I'm just dating her, it's a no-brainer.
That's your girl. But it's still, same rules still apply. I mean, if it's your wife or it's your girl, what's the same thing? They can't cheat. They don't want to cheat on you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't see other guys, you know. Just, all right, What's the difference except a piece of paper and they'll probably be living with you? Well, they could be living with you if they're your girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Would you wife up? Let's use that term.
Yeah, that's a better, yeah.
Would you wife up a porn star? That is your girl. When you go out, that's your girl. When you go to events, when you go to church, when you go to, that is your girl. That's who you have to bring her.
Wow. This is tough. It's actually not I don't know for you, but. I have to really think about that one. Like I said, if it's dating, it's not even, I don't even have to think about it. Definitely no problem. If I was just dating her, no problem.
You would date her.
No doubt, because I'm not serious with her. Serious with her, I have to think about it. Let's see, if I have nothing going on with my life and I need some little help financially, then I would say yes. If I have my own thing going on, depending, that's a tough.
Bethany Benz wants you to become her guy. That's it. She's still
right important. Now.
She's still important. You know,
let's say right now.
Let's say you're single.
Okay.
And Bethany Benz comes to you and says she wants Jimmy Ace to be her guy, and she's going to be with him. Yes, I'm going to still do porn, but that's the only time I'm going to sleep with other men, when I do porn. Bethany Benz, you get a chance. You can walk outside with Bethany Benz on your arm and say, that's my woman. You live together.
And the only time is when she does those films.
But she does porn.
Wow. That is a tough.
And you're going to have to live with the fact she does porn.
Yes, of course.
With the fact that you're gonna have, she's gonna have millions of men swarming all over.
Mm. Oh, of course.
You have to live with the fact that when she goes to Exoticas, there's gonna be guys grabbing her tits and taking pictures, grabbing her ass. And
okay, that's actually, with the exception of Exotica, is no different if, let's say, she was a singer or a well-known actress, where guys are gonna fantasize of her.
Well, they're gonna fantasize.
You know what I mean? You know,
no, nobody's grabbing.
Yeah. Beyonce. That's what he did. That's what I'm saying. With the exception of Exotica. Right. That's what I'm saying. That's why I said that. So that comes with the territory anyway. So that don't bother me, because then I'd be like, well, that's my girl. You know, I take that as like a compliment. You know. Okay. Now, with the exception of the Exotica thing, which to me doesn't get that crazy if you have the proper security and
right.
Is that in the third? So that don't bother me. Like I said, it just depends on where I'm at in my life. I really have to think about it. It's not real clear cut unless I'm just dating her. Like if I'm just dating her and there's no strings attached, like, you know, she's not really my girl, we're just having a good time, right. That's a no-brainer. I'll do it in a heartbeat. No doubt. That's a no doubt. As far as her being my wifey, I have to, like, if she says to me, okay, within the next 5 years, I will be out the game. That's, but you have to deal with that 5 years or so, I might say yes. But if it's for a long period, like if we're going 10 plus,
right,
that's a I have to really think about that. I really can't tell you a straight yes. I like to say yes, you know.
Porn stars are so hot though.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
And there's porn stars who are married.
Oh yes, sometimes they keep it under wraps. Trust me.
I'm asking people out there, would they date a porn star?
I would date, no doubt. I mean, a heartbeat. Dating, no doubt. For me, my opinion,
so
no
doubt. Date one.
Oh, but you would, in a heartbeat.
Would you, not just, would you, okay, dating and wifing someone up is a little different.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I think it's two different things. Dating and wifing, to me, is two different things. It's interesting. I like to hear what you have to say. Well,
I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah, of course, this is what it's about. It's honestly, we don't fib here on Dot House Radio.
I think I probably could.
Yeah, that's why I'm leaning a little more towards that. The arrow's going a little that way.
Now, it's hard, no pun intended.
Huh. Yeah.
I also think, you can't say what type of porn star, because because they all appear to do the same thing. But maybe a porn star who, you know, she hasn't done it. There are some porn stars who do not do anal. It really is.
I know that. They don't all do it. Of course not.
Yeah, who won't do anal.
Yeah, we're experts in this porn thing.
There's also some
porn
stars who won't get. I believe that I could wife them up if you could stay in porn, but from this point on, I don't want you kissing during the scenes.
Yeah, because that's...
You don't have to, because that's very
intimate.
That's
an intimate... They rarely kiss in porn scenes anyway. It's very rare.
They rarely, but they do.
But they do. I've seen it, yes.
I can't have another guy putting his tongue all over you, that's the mouth I have to kiss.
Yeah, I know,
that's
I know.
That's the mouth to kiss my daughter.
Yeah, that.
If you could promise me that you will not kiss anyone in a scene,
even though if she does fellatio on another guy, that don't bother you, and she's kissing your child,
that bothers me.
That's what I'm saying.
That's hard to pun intended. That's hard to get around if she's in porn.
Yeah,
that would be great if she said, "I'm not doing any more head scenes, just strictly sex."
Yeah, but what porn star don't do head scenes?
Come they on. Have to.
They all do heads.
They can't not do heads.
Anal's one thing. Head scenes, they definitely have to do. That's a must. It's a hard... Like I said, if it was a sit-down like this, I'm looking across from you. Anybody that's watching on right now, I'm looking at Heaven. You know, Heaven's actually a good porn name for a chick. You know, Heaven. Heaven Hollywood.
I'm sure. And I am sure there's a porn
Heaven.
Girl somewhere named Heaven.
Yeah. Gotta check that out.
Girl too, not guy.
I gotta Google that. So this is the deal. I want you to be my, like, let's say it's the porn star. I want you to be my man. But within 5 years, I'm in the game for another 5 years, but then I'm gonna go into other endeavors. Da da da. I think I can do it. I can give, if it's just that five years, then we start a family, then the third.
Right.
I think I'll sign that.
And after 5 years, we're going to start a family, we're going to quit.
Because I'm going to make a lot of money because I'm going to be smart about it. Like these other chicks that just go for the payday and don't do nothing with their name. I'm going to really market my name, this, that, and the third. Within 5 years, don't worry, baby. We do this, that, and the third. I would have to sign for that. I would have to. I would be stupid not to.
We're going
to
ask people out there, tweet at us, tweet at me at heavenhollywood.com, at heavenhollywood. Or if you can't get to me, my producer, tweet at him. And I always forget the name. It's Yankee.
Come on, dude.
Yankee something.
Oh, my God. At YankeeMan1973.
YankeeMan1973. Tweet at him. And for this, which was episode 2 of the Heaven Hollywood Digital Experience, would you be able to wife up a porn star? I mean, Bethany, Benz, Misty, she's Stone, who was it? Gianna Michaels, Lisa Ann, you know,
Sammy Brooks.
I think I could wife Sammy Brooks.
You know what?
I have to deal with
it. You know what? You know, I actually thought of this, and I don't care if they hear this or not. With Sammy Brooks and with Sierra, who's going to cover for me this week on Cooking with Miss Brooks, very cool. I can see myself, I have a chance with them. They're that type of porn star to me that they're not like, oh, they seem high maintenance and, oh, there's no chance unless I have a ton of money.
Right.
I think they're down-to-earth girls. You know, and there's certain porn stars out there and former porn stars, they're just down-to-earth that you could see them dating regular guys, like a blue-collar, like us. And I think them two I just said are definitely one of the ones out there. I think, anyway. I think Sammy's so mad cool. And same thing with Sierra, that I think, you know, if they came to me and say, you know, marry me, I think I would do it in a heartbeat.
This is so totally off the subject. We're leaving soon. But
yeah, unfortunately, we're leaving already.
I'm looking into this little control room thing they have here.
Oh, what's that?
You can dial guests.
Oh. Really?
This is not bad. Okay, they have a thing here that says control room.
Okay, never noticed this. Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And it says, let's see. Yeah, it says that you can dial guests. This is crazy.
Damn, yeah. Google helped you with this one, huh? Or are you just messing around, huh?
No, I'm just
multitasking.
You know, yeah, just multitasking. I saw the thing that said control room. And
never heard of it. That's the actual name of the...
No, it's like one of the boards on here.
Oh.
It says go to the control room. And
okay.
You can dial people up.
You mean just dial?
Dial guess, it says.
Let's see the available. Let's dial them up just off the cuff.
Or,
you know.
Or I would assume if you plan on having a guest, instead of them calling you.
Yeah, of course.
You call them.
Yeah. You've done that before, actually.
Could find that, we're going to put in a real quick crank call. let's crank call.
Don't say the name. Just do it.
Let's crank call someone.
Okay, I gotta put myself on. That'd be a great way to end the show.
See if I can find. If I can find this, it's hilarious.
You gonna use one of your many voices that you normally? Did you try to do on me on my show months ago, which didn't work?
I know that didn't work. Yeah. When crank calls go wrong.
Then again, it was, I think, Angela that said, oh, yeah, Heaven's on the line.
Yeah, thanks, Angela, for nothing.
I think it was Angela. Yeah, I think it was Angela, to be fair.
It's not letting me do it. I guess they don't want me to do it. Next week we'll do it.
Damn it. It's like a new.
We're going to have some crank calls going next
week. That'd be hilarious.
And I got a lot of people crank call over here.
We never grew up here.
No, never grow up.
It's like Toys R Us here. We never grew up.
So next week, let's see.
Yes.
I'm looking into my phone here.
In your phone. Your trusty phone.
My trusty phone.
In you.
And... we can either crank call Bethany Benz.
Oh, she's hot.
We can crank call.
Go ahead.
I should write Jessica Canseco, who's Jose Canseco's wife.
Another hot piece of ass. Jesus Christ.
Let's see.
Well, this is a tough question.
We can crank call Angela Yee from 105.
Okay, Angela Yee.
We can crank call Tahiri, Joe Button's ex-girl.
Okay.
Let's see. We're not going to say who we're going to do, but next week.
Yeah, one of those.
We're going to do a great crank call. Olivia O'Lovely. Oh, we can. Oh, you know what would be a great crank call? I don't know if she'll answer because she's hot stuff now.
Oh, word.
Kendall Jenner.
Oh, really?
That would be a great. That would be an awesome crank call. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to come up with a story. I'm going to come up with something.
Yeah.
For next week.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know whether Kendall will answer the phone because it's like been years since we actually talked on the phone.
Really?
I'm sure she's, you know, but it is her new, it still is her number because I did text maybe like 4 months ago.
Oh, and you got a response?
And she said,
oh, okay. It's still her number. Okay.
Hey, Kendall, is this still your number? we had met Duke. We did something in South Beach a few years ago.
Nice.
When she was much younger. Cool. For the Super Bowl or what have you.
Cool.
So that's pretty much it. Next week, we're going to get into some crank calls. We'll probably have a guest. We're going to try to get Bethany Benz in studio on Wednesday for the podcast for the Benz.
Yeah, she could
podcast.
Actually stay here the whole studio while we act like a... Like real disgusting men, and then we'll let her chime in a time or two until we give her a full time. Well, it depends. I wonder if she's like a sports fan at all. Not that I care, but because she's in studio, I'll be like, and then in week 5 of the NFL, oh my God.
Oh man, let's see something.
Yeah.
We got 5 minutes. Oh, so hold on.
We got 5 minutes.
I can't do it through that, but let's see something here.
And we're doing sports here, and there's this hot piece of... Oh, Damn. Okay.
No. She may be on the plane. Let's try again.
Deep plane.
Hell, let's try again. Hello. I hear you a tad bit. What's are you in New York?
I'm just landing. So I'll call you back in a little bit.
Okay, you're gonna call me back?
Yeah.
Okay, Bethany, give me a call back. All right. So.
Sorry. Are we going to get in trouble? That was kind of like a private conversation.
So,
no disclaimer for this? Are we going to get in trouble for that?
Wednesday, I'm going to hope to get Bethany in studio. That was the one and only Bethany Benz.
Jesus Christ. Oh, my gosh. She's so funny. Bethany.
Next
Bethany.
Week.
Well, we're talking sports, and here's Bethany. And yeah. Oh, my God. Look at her tits.
So we want to thank everybody for joining us here on the Heaven Hollywood Digital Experience. Oh, my goodness.
And she walks away out of the studio. Oh, my God, look at that ass.
Sponsored by Dollhouse Radio. Thanks to my producer again, yes. Jimmy Ace. Thanks
thank
everybody
you.
Checking it out. Make sure
you
check out
much.
This podcast. It's going to be on, I'll tweet everybody the link. It's going to be on Podomatic.
Mm.
And make sure you check this show out Tuesday on dollhouseradio.com. It's the only place you can go and check the live show out. If you were not here today, you'll be able to check the live show out on dollhouseradio.com tomorrow night. You can join me Saturday, 2 times, actually, for the SLV show, Saturday at 6 p.m. on Dollhouse Radio, Blog Talk Radio. .com/Dollhouse Radio, and also at nighttime 11 p.m. with Sexy India and sexy Endaya for our show, Hot Sugar. As Vince McMahon would say, Hot Sugar.
You can kiss my ass.
That should be it, guys. Thank you for tuning in to the Heaven Hollywood Digital Experience. We'll see everybody next week. Don't forget, Tuesday night on DollhouseRadio.com.
Latest and tomatoes.
Latest and tomatoes.